This is a very interesting email. We were talking about, well, I was just wondering what happens if she has twins. They're wondering if Kate Middleton is going to have twins. Who's going to be the heir to the throne? Which one? And it's down to the one who comes out first. Is that what you were telling me, Brenda? You heard
yes,
this on Morning Ireland
I was,
this morning?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Charlotte Bulger is listening and she says, Derek, when my identical twin daughters were born over 40 years ago, my midwife explained to me that it was the second twin born who was the eldest legally. Maybe you can get a legal opinion on this now that it is topical. Kind regards from Charlotte Bulger. So the eldest is the one that came out second.
I don't understand the sense there. Surely the first is longer out of the womb, if you know what I mean. Interesting.
Anyway, we'll try and get a legal opinion. Paul Anthony McDermott or somebody like that, or anybody who knows about this kind of stuff, please tell us. You can text 51551. Brenda.
Yes, well, as you know, there is speculation over whether Kate and Wills are going to have a boy or a girl or twins. Are the twins going to be two girls, boy, girl, two boys? What concoction is it going to actually be? Well, I got a letter from a gentleman called Bernard Burke, and he's from Mayo, and he told me about a village in Mayo where there was a gender imbalance. And he had a question for me, because in their village, there was 22 girls under the age of 13, and they were bumping up the number to four because there was a newborn boy who was up in Dublin in hospital. So they were saying they had four boys and 22 girls. And they were wondering, you know, he has his own question. I'll let him tell you his question. But we thought it sounds very interesting. And I went up and I met Bernard and I met most of the 22 girls and some of the four boys up in the village. It's called Cluny. And it's in the parish of Partrey. And we had a great chat. But I started off by talking to Bernard, who wrote the letter in with his question, wondering about the gender imbalance, and asked him, how does it work in the area? Let's go for a little walk before we meet everybody.
Cluny is a village 3 miles from Partrey on the Westport Road. It's in the parish of Partrey. And it's nestled in the shadow of the Partrey Mountains.
And they're looking so clear today.
Beautiful today, beautiful today. And if you look southwards here, you can see Loch Mask is only 2 miles as the crow flies from here.
Okay, yeah.
That distance. So we're living in a very beautiful area.
And Bernard, it is very scenic, all right, but what's the population here?
A population of about approximately 60 people and 24 houses.
So when did you notice, first of all, the disproportionate number, Bernard?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, myself and Barry were talking one night and we were going through all the individual houses in the village and we were counting the boys and the girls. And we came up with a staggering figure of 22 girls and only 4 boys. So I decided then that I would write to Brenda Donoghue.
That's me. Oh, mind, there's cow dung there. I'm just going to step around it. Go on.
This is the end result.
Bernard, we better stand in off the road here. The cars are passing by. Hello. How many children is she?
She had 4 girls.
And what's her name?
That's Moya Gibbons.
Okay, Grant, yeah. So what was your question again, Bernard?
Is there any other village in Ireland has more boys than girls? Or girls than boys, vice versa?
All right, I think I know what you're asking. And just talk me through the different houses here. How many people have what? Give me an example.
This house ahead of us now here, this is Fikra and Clodagh McGowan's house. They have 2 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah, they're bucking the trend a bit.
They're bucking the trend, yes. And this house here, my niece's house, Barry and Susan Cryan, and they have 4 girls. And just down from us here, we have Noel and Moya Gibbons' house, and they have 4 girls as well. And just over the road there, we have Paul Maguire and his wife, and they have 2 girls. And his brother John, who lives next door, has also 2 girls. And both Paul and John have come to settle here from Dublin.
I must say, Bernard, the air up here is just beautiful. It's so clear and it's so fresh. Is that any reason why there's more girls than boys in the village?
Possibly. And then the old tradition is that the water here, there must be something in the water. And this village, there's so many girls in it, you know.
Any other theories there, Bernard?
Well, it must be the fresh air, you see, because we're very close to the Atlantic here. We're within 10 miles, we're in Westport and the Atlantic Sea. That must be another factor in the fact that we have more girls than boys. And also, a lot of people have come to live in this village, like Clodagh and Fikra. One of them is from Dublin and one of them from Dundalk.
The blow-in theory.
A blow-in, yeah, that could be another factor, yeah.
So what are you saying? All this infiltration might have spurred more girls?
Possibly. It was a combination of all those factors maybe that we have those girls in this village.
All right, Bernard, we're going into, is it Susan and Barry's house?
Susan and Barry's house, yeah. They are our hosts for this morning.
Okay, and we have nearly all the village in there.
Nearly all the village, yeah. Some people couldn't come because of prior engagements.
And we're going in the back door. I love that. You really feel like you're part of the community going in the back door.
Well, you certainly are, Brenda. You're very welcome in this village at any time.
Oh, Bernard, thank you. And thanks for your letter. Right, here's the door. We'll just see, is there anybody here? Of course, they are. Okay. There's loads of cars. There must
there
be
is, yeah.
Here.
They're all inside. Yes,
all right, we'll go in. So, into a kitchen full of people. Hello, everybody. This must be all the girls. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Girls rule.
Boys rule.
And this must be the boys. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Girls are the best.
Girls stink.
Girls stink. Oh, my goodness me. Thank you, boys. Lovely to meet you, as you can hear there. There's a little bit of a numerical imbalance. Let's meet some of the mams and dads here. First up, I have Moya Gibbons. Hiya, Moya.
Hello, how are you?
Your next door neighbour here.
I am, surely, yeah.
And how many children have you got?
I have four girls, ranging from 13, 9, 7 and 3.
Have you noticed this numerical imbalance?
I suppose it's people that always pointed out to me, I suppose, having four girls and are you going to try for the boy, which is not happening. No. and, it, you know, I suppose it is. He's blessed amongst women at home, my husband, yeah.
Can I go back to something? Because I know myself, when I had the two girls, people would be saying, you'd be going for the boy. I used to get kind of hurt about that. Like, are my girls not good enough?
There's always at the back of your mind a bit of pressure, and it would be nice to have, you know, an opposite sex, but I mean, I wouldn't give them away by any means at all. You know, they're all different personalities into different things, and they bring a lot of fun.
Moya, you've a 13-year-old, so we're hitting into those fabulous teenage years. Mm-hmm. What kind of problems do you think the lack of fit guys might provide down the line for them?
Well, at the moment it's not an issue, but I suppose down the line it will be. Thankfully, she's in a mixed school, so I think that's great to balance things out, and, you know, it works well for her in that, yeah.
Well, I suppose one thing is handy when they're kind of hanging around the town or the village. You know, there aren't enough guys.
Exactly,
you know
they're safe, and yeah. They're not looking in the opposite direction, and yeah. So I suppose that's good, a good thing, yeah.
Any idea as to why there's so many girls as opposed to boys in the village?
I don't know. Some may say it's in the water. Others say, the men, they say stipulate the sex of a child. So it's the men that are to blame for that, really.
Moya, it's lovely talking to you. Give Moya a round of applause there. Moving along, I have Barry Cryan. You're our host today, Barry.
That's it, yeah.
And tell me how many children have you got?
Four girls.
No wonder you're crying,
I
huh?
know, yeah.
Were you somebody who was kind of looking for a boy, or were you just hoping they're healthy, etc.?
Oh, yeah, just as long as they're healthy, yeah.
Tell me about the house you came from. Was it boys, girls?
No, those five lads, do you know, so our poor mother. Yeah. God help her, you know, but I suppose it's turned on its head now, and I have four girls, well, five girls, including the wife. So.
What do you notice coming from a house of boys to a house of girls?
I suppose we never closed the door behind us when we went to the toilet, you know, it just went away. Away you go.
Thanks very much for allowing me into your home, Barry, and meeting your lovely family. I appreciate that.
No bother at all.
Now, booking the trend in Cluny Parish here is Clodagh Doyle. Hello, Clodagh.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Now, you're booking the trend because...
I have two boys, Brenda, and one little girl. We're blow-ins now, Brenda, so we...
Where are you from?
Dublin, and my husband's from Dundalk. Well, we didn't realise the trend, and then came here 10 years ago. We had a little boy, Connell, and then we had another little boy, Fianach.
This numerical disproportion, have you noticed it before?
Yeah, I noticed it, and sometimes we would talk about the fact that I'll have to lock up the boys in about 10 years' time, you know, because there's about a plethora of girls around here. The boys love soccer. That's what they love. They love playing football, soccer, hurling, and there isn't as many to play with. In fact, they've come down here to play golf with Barry in his garden.
So there they were, Brenda.
Yes, they certainly were. So it was great fun meeting them all in the crying house, most of the girls and all the boys. And I want to thank them for their hospitality. So my question, and Bernard's question, who wrote the letter to the Mooney Show, is in their village, they've five girls to each boy. Can any other town in Ireland, has any other town in Ireland a greater gender imbalance? So if there's more boys in your village than girls, email us in, tell us. We've pictures of me down in Cluny up on the Mooney
website.
Show website. So let us know, how do you feel about it, and how do you feel about the pressure to either have a boy or have a girl, or do you have special techniques in how you do it?
Email Mooney at rte.ie.